Or, I don't well, want to do. A,
I don't
want
to do a podcast. No, no, no.
Hello, internet. See, you can be replaced.
It's been one of those weeks.
It has been one of those weeks.
I keep telling myself this week that next week I'm going to get my shit together.
I've been saying that for 30 years, Brita.
Last year I had my shit. Or last week I had my shit together. This week, not so much.
I'm the same way. My shit has not been together this week.
It builds. I don't know. It builds on you.
Well, I think it was. I went to Penzic for one day, and it kind of threw me off. And I don't, you know, it's like I don't know what day it is, and blah blah blah. And I was exhausted from.
How do you
last
go to
week.
Penzic for one day?
Yeah, I went to Disney World for one day.
Yeah, I went to Penzic for one day. I showed up in the morning. I had a Penzic day in Penzic, and then I camped overnight, and then I went home the next day.
Oh, okay. That's kind of.
I mean, it was really nice, and I enjoyed it. It was absolutely not long enough. I had a good time, and you know, it was good, but it kind of threw me off for the whole week. So I didn't go to the gym this week because I've been sitting at home for like 2 days waiting for my upper to arrive. Fucking FedEx.
Did it not come today?
Oh, they tried to deliver it today.
Oh, crap.
But the one time I'm not sitting at the window waiting for them.
I just, if it's one of those signature things, I just, you should just call them and tell them, don't try to deliver it tomorrow and just go pick it up at the sorting station.
But you're home tomorrow, right?
I am home tomorrow.
And they're going to try again tomorrow?
Hopefully.
But they're going to pick, she's going to be while she's pooping.
They're going to wait. They're going to wait.
All right. Subject is in the bathroom. Deliver now. Deliver now.
Go, 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 go.
You're going to be rappelling off of the roof.
And you know, there's that thing for
ding dong crash.
And they're going to use an 18-foot bamboo pole to ring your doorbell. That way they're still in the car and they're going to put it in gear and then ring the doorbell.
Ding dong.
And then there's a, should I sign for it and have them just leave it? Because I don't think I should.
If they give you
a signature line. Yeah.
You're home.
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable.
It totally depends on your neighborhood.
We have a good neighborhood, but I still...
A good neighborhood. The thing is, if you're going to be home, and it's like you might, you know, run out for half an hour, oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'll do that then.
The thing is, it's going to show up in a weird-looking box. It's going to look like a poster. Nobody's going to... It doesn't look like a TV.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look like...
Yeah, it's...
It doesn't look like something to steal.
Plus, also, with these, like, modern days of Amazon, where, like, you'll get, like, this big, crazy box, and there'll be, like, a coffee cup in it.
Yeah.
Who did that to me recently? Somebody, I got this gigantic box, and it was, like, it was literally, like, a charging handle.
Yeah. I ordered a new watch band, and it's one of those, you know, NATO bands, you know, the regular old nylon watch band. Yes. And it came in a giant box all by itself. With the air pillow inside.
You'd actually put it in the bed of your
dream. My daughter. We got a box with toys in it. There were toys in the fucking box. All she gave a flying fuck about were the little air pillows.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the fun
and she'll get and like, they'll be like, oh, sweetie, look, we got you a new coloring book.
Nope.
Is there a bubble?
Nope.
No, there's no bubbles in there. And then just balled up on the floor crying. Oh, I want a bubble.
You should go to Walmart and buy her like a roll of bubble wrap or something.
Oh, we actually did because we're doing the remodel. So we packed up everything on our third floor and put it in a storage locker.
The big bubbles or the little bubbles?
Well, these are these are the little ones.
Oh. Yeah,
both.
The big ones are pretty nice. Do they still make those?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Like the wool, like 1-inch bubbles?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, those are pretty badass.
That is my preference.
Though she is, her preference is absolutely the little air pillows.
Oh yeah, those are great.
Does she stomp on them? Yeah.
She does the double foot jump.
My daughter's 15 and she doesn't listen to the show. Thank God.
that you know of.
She got mad at me because I got a box that had like, I don't know, 10 or 15 of those damn things in it, those air pillows. And so I wad them up in a bowl and start stabbing with my knife. And she was just like mortified. That's not how you do it.
Yeah, no, that's what I used to do back when I used to receive packages for my company. I would just, pull the big long sleeve of them out and just take out my knife and just do a quick downward slash and just cut all the bladders and then just wad them up.
Oh man, she was.
I knew it was time to sharpen my knife.
Yep.
If I had to do that more than once, I'm like, up, oh, time to sharpen.
Yep. Good times.
Oh, Brita.
Yes.
I've been meaning
to the old man show.
I've been meaning to tell you. Like
yelling at kids to get off my lawn.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, what was the gas miles like in your car, Grandpa Jay?
You got 18 hectares per kiloliter of kerosene.
Oh, carrot! Did they ever make kerosene cars?
No.
It ran on whale oil, and we liked it.
I heard somewhere it's got to be apocryphal that the original Volkswagen number one Beetle actually had whale oil as transmission oil.
Probably. It was made by Nazis.
And Porsche.
Yes, Ferdinand Porsche. Ardent Nazi.
But,
what were you going to say, Weird?
I made jalapeno vodka, and I'm actually having a cocktail right now.
Ooh. Is it legitimately spicy?
For my future makings of this, I'm definitely going to pull the ribs and seeds out.
Oh, damn.
It is, but it's not, and actually for whatever reason, this one's not kicking my ass nearly as much as some of the other ones, but we'll see. I might tomorrow, go into a Hillary Clinton-esque coughing fit at some point during the show.
Are you going to need to be helped up the stairs?
I have had no GI issues with this. And let me tell you, I might have overdone it one night. And no ill effects, but yeah, no. I diced up it was like 10 jalapeno peppers, and I cut them into little ringlets like you get with the pickled jalapeno peppers in the store, and I poured Everclear over them and let it sit for 3 days, and it turned like OD green.
Yeah,
Everclear is not legal in Massachusetts.
No, it is not. So that's why.
So obviously, you're up in Maine.
Maine's not legal either. It's New Hampshire.
Shit. You're in New Hampshire.
Yes.
New Hampshire.
Hampshire. The hamster.
New hamster, yes.
The hamster. But yeah. And yeah, it came out good. So yeah, got it is lime juice, elderflower liqueur, and the jalapeno vodka.
You and your elderflower.
I love it. Oh, it's so good.
Tastes just like the liqueur Ricky's dead pappy used to make.
You know what it actually tastes like? It tastes like lychees. That's why I like it so much.
Oh,
like apple pie?
No. Verboten.
But yeah, Brita, yeah, pick up the don't go for the Saint Germain, go for the Saint Elder. Because it's made in Somerville.
Okay. actually one of my favorite hard ciders has elderflower in it. And it does kind of have that kind of almost tropical fruitiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The St. Elder out of Somerville, Massachusetts is cheaper and better.
Hmm. Okay.
I've done a back-to-back taste test and it's not even like, okay, I have the cheap ass triple sec in my liquor cabinet because yes, I've had Cointreau. Cointreau is really fucking good. Mm-hmm. It is not 10 times better than the cheap stuff that I get, but it is 10 times the price. So no, thank you.
Right.
I can get it for $3 a bottle.
Well, it's the name of it. It's, I mean, with anything, it's if you have a recognizable name, Cointreau, everybody knows Cointreau. So they can charge more for it.
Mm-hmm. And there's times when it's worth it to spend the money. Cointreau, sure. It's not worth it. And, okay. So there's lots of stuff where it's one of those, you could spend a little bit more money, but why bother? This one's one of those, you could pay large amounts of money for a very good product, or you could spend less money for a better product. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
All right, then.
Excellent.
Yudoki.
You know, I had something to...
Important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
I wanted to ask, because this happened last night, and I think I'm going to ask on the Squirrel Report page on Facebook because it would be interesting to learn. But I had a gun dream last night.
Ooh.
Right?
What was the gun wearing?
Well, my gun dream, it was Mike and I, and we were in the kind of little shopping plaza area where our gym is.
Hold on a second. Who's Mike?
Mike is that guy I live with.
Oh, okay.
And, and the one who hogs the bed.
I thought that was Ronan.
Well, that's also Ronan. Yeah. Anyway, so my gun dream happened in this little shopping plaza where our gym is. And we're walking kind of on the sidewalk. It's an outdoor kind of plaza thing. And we're walking on the sidewalk. And in front of us, kind of a few feet away, is a friend of mine. And she's carrying a baby. And out of the parking lot comes these two men. And they have their guns drawn, and they're starting to shoot at my friend with the baby. Mm-hmm. And so Mike and I, and we're kind of separated, I don't know why, but Mike and I like turn and we pull our guns and start shooting at the people who are shooting at my friend with the baby. And I was shooting at one guy, and he ran away. But Mike managed to hit the guy that he was shooting at. And dropped him to the ground, like the guy fell on the ground. And at that point, I start yelling at Mike, because the guy's on the ground, right? I start yelling at Mike, put him down, put him down. And so Mike goes over to the guy, and Mike is a pretty mild-mannered guy, and he's, you know, pretty easygoing, whatever. But when he gets angry... I haven't seen him angry really that many times, but I would imagine he has a whole Celtic, like, unstoppable, seeing red.
Berserker!
Yeah, like that whole thing. Like I get when I'm angry, but.
Or hungry,
yes. But so in my dream, Mike goes over to the guy and he starts pumping the guy's chest full of rounds.
Oh, nice.
Like, to the point where I was like, holy shit. And at that, but the holy shit in my head was, oh my God, we're going to get in so much trouble legally.
Oh my God, bullets are expensive.
No. I was like afraid of the legal repercussions of like just not stopping shooting once this guy was down. And the fear of the legal repercussions is what woke me up. At that point, I woke up like in kind of panic.
Your
I
was Honor,
like,
oh, God. He kept moving. We had to shoot him.
Like the whole shooting scenario and everything up to that, like, didn't bother me. But it was the legal stuff afterwards that like freaked me out and woke me up.
I think that's a legitimate fear.
Yeah. Well, so when was the last time you guys had a gun dream?
It's actually been ages for me.
Ages.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a long time.
I very, very rarely remember my dreams.
Oh.
I know
I had back during my last, it was a couple of years ago when I was waiting for the renewal of my Massachusetts permit. And it took easily 4 months, if not like closer to six, months for my permit to get renewed. And I just had all sorts of just horrible dreams of getting like caught carrying a firearm without a permit.
I know
I had a dream that we were back in Costa Rica and I was, and for whatever reason, I was carrying a firearm in Costa Rica,
which you should do,
which
yes, yeah. Yes.
And yeah, and got caught by the police carrying a firearm.
Wouldn't it be polizia?
I don't know what they're called.
You didn't have enough. You didn't have enough money on you for the bribe.
Yeah. You know, what's really weird was, from my experience of the police in Costa Rica, it actually is very not like South American junta-y. Like the police literally appear to be police, but I don't know.
They're reattuned to tourists.
I mean, it wasn't even that. It didn't even like encounter them. You would just see police, but they're not, they weren't really ever doing a whole lot. And just, they were really very close to American police with the exception of, it was very obvious. They
were killing black people.
It was very, they were not killing black people. Didn't see a lot of black people in Costa Rica, actually. Everyone was just kind of that like nice Bailey's beige. But, that's that, that that's that, that that beige color is from Brita's Moorish blood.
Yeah, okay.
And but yeah, the only thing was it's very obvious that they are not issued duty weapons. Instead they're probably given a stipend to buy a gun, because I did not see any high points. There was a customs and enforcement agent, and she was carrying a Ruger SP-101, so a little 5-shot 357 with like a 3-inch barrel. It was a longer barrel than I've ever seen on an SP-101, and had 2 speed loaders, and that was her entire duty loadout.
She could rock it like Jerry Mitchell.
I have no idea. Probably not. I would be amazed if she'd fired it more than the amount of bullets she had on her.
Bullets are expensive.
Yeah. But yeah, no, saw like just the like widest variety. Like there were Glocks, there were guys with 1911s, there were Berettas, there was like old like Rossies. Just like you'd see like the older guy and he'd have just this ancient Rossi on his hip. It was kind of cool on that, cuz you know, looking at a cop's holster is pretty friggin' boring in most places in America. Actually, last time I was in Galveston, Texas, saw a cop carrying a 1911.
That's because Texas.
Yep. Yeah, I assume. How does that work? Is there anything fun that Texans do for their sidearms?
It depends on the department. Some standardized, some, you know.
What is your department carry?
Harris County Sheriff's Office? I have no idea.
Well, what were they carrying when you called to inform them the Democrats had absconded?
Oh, that was City of Houston. Where was that? That was League City. I think they were carrying Glocks.
I know at the NRA convention, all the Houston PD were carrying Glocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them were carrying like stippled Glocks. Like I saw like they were at least.
It's just from being dropped.
there were like 3 different guys. That one guy had a stippled Glock that had a funnel on it.
Wow.
it was kind of crazy. That's
so you can get the rounds in faster.
Yeah.
I know that my cousin, who is a police officer.
Library of Congress police officer?
No. He's in a neighboring city. He has an H&K.
Nice.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Fancy. That's what I thought.
Is he driving, told me. Is his cop car a Mercedes too?
I don't know.
Well, it's actually, it's not that funny. I mean, it's Ryan Machad from Handgun Radio. His dad used to carry an H&K. He was a cop.
Mm-hmm.
He's a retired cop and he used to carry an H&K.
Because they hate you. And
yeah. And speaking of Volvos, you know where there's a lot of Volvos? Vermont, the same state that Bernie Sanders just bought his third house in.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it how was, about that, Bernie Sanders supporters?
It was so hilarious. My dad was actually talking about that because I'm going on vacation next week to the town just south of where Bernie bought his house. And yeah, my dad's like, so what did Bernie do for work before he was in politics? He didn't.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. He has no skills. Except for evidently embezzling campaign funds, because.
Yep.
I would love to.
Don't they get to keep the money if their campaign, if they kill their campaign, don't they get to keep all that money? I think they do.
No, I think it's the other way around. I think it's you get to keep it if you only like if you suspend your campaign.
Huh.
Or something. There's it essentially is the you're not quite out of politics, the race isn't quite over, then you can always use it as like that's the whole reason why Newt Gingrich ran for president last time and was horribly surprised with like, holy shit, I just might win this. Was that he was doing it because he had just written a book, so he knew that he could pad out his book tour by running a presidential campaign, and he'd done it before, so it's not like it's that big a deal. And on top of that, you get to take all the donations, and if you don't ever retire from politics, you can keep it in the Newt Gingrich Political Action Fund and just like, oh yeah, no, let's go out to eat. Oh, let's make it a, you know, you're in politics, I'm in politics, let's make it a political meeting. Order drinks. It's on me.
Oh, okay. So there's a difference, right?
Alan totally wasn't paying attention to your last thing. He was busy looking it up.
I did. I Googled it. So actual donations to the candidate, they can't keep.
So what happens to them?
It they have to get rid of it. They have to like donate it or
buy something. A beach house.
But donations to the political action committee,
yeah,
they can keep all that.
Though let's be honest, I mean, he's only been a Democrat for like what, 8 months now, but Bernie's still a Democrat. So just because it says you have to give it back.
Right.
Yeah. Again.
Right.
Remember, the law says you have to use the US.gov mail server.
Right.
For all of your government emails. But evidently, no, you don't. Just because it says you have to, it doesn't if nobody ever gets arrested for it.
Well, you do, unless your name is Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Because don't think that, you know, ordinary people wouldn't be prosecuted for this. I think that was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Oh, if one of you proles tried this shit?
Yeah.
Some animals are more equal than others.
Yeah. I particularly like that $600,000 beach home.
All right. Actually, speaking of embezzling money. Yeah. How about this little policy of we get to pick, your country gets picked for the Olympics so long as you give us the most bribes and kickbacks?
Oh yeah, the international Olympic Committee.
And we don't care
horrible.
If you're not a third world shithole that like that can't park a bicycle straight. So yeah, now our swimmers get our swimmers and divers get to dive into raw sewage
and couches.
And yeah, and someone someone lost their chance at a proper finish because they hit a semi-submerged couch.
Oh my god!
What was the one the
no pool, dead bodies?
The diving pool turned green or something.
And yes. now the water polo pool also turned green.
Great.
Is it algae or?
Yeah, it's out. Supposedly, it's like a broken the filters are broken, but it's one of those things of the. Yeah, and again, this just shows it's all kickback. This pool is brand new.
Yeah, exactly.
They built it for this. Yep. I get it when like the municipal pool that was made in like 1972 suddenly shits the bed on the hottest day of summertime when there's 1,000 people from the local school district all going for a swim and suddenly it turns like milky or turns green or all of that. That's understandable. Shit breaks, and shit breaks, you know, when it's old and being heavily used. This shit is brand new and was being paid for with top dollar, except for much like the funds to New Orleans to fix their fucking levee, it instead went to by Bernie Sanders a lakefront house.
Yeah.
It's his summer home.
Yes.
It's so his He's not going to be living there all the time, just when he feels like it.
Yes.
Right. When his wife isn't bankrupting colleges.
Right. Which, by the way, seriously, folks, like, I've thought about, like, we talked about, like, oh, we could get, like, a second home. We could get, a camp on a lake or, get a place up in Maine. And it's just one of those, like, why why would I want to spend money on a house that I'm not going to spend all my time at?
Right.
Yeah, especially when you can get a vacation place for a fraction of the cost.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's
timeshare.
This is one of the reasons why I love the fact that my house has an alarm. When I go on vacation, I know my house. I am concerned at my house. Like, I always, whenever I'm coming home from, let's see if Jay, Mr. The Crockpot's going to burn my fucking house down. Which, by the way, everyone needs to join the score report page because everyone talks about using their Crockpot and how their house didn't burn down.
Burning your damn house down.
Yes. But the, but yeah, I'm always like, whenever I'm turning around the corner to drive up to my house, I'm always like looking to see like a smoking crater where my house used to be.
When you use a Crockpot?
No. Just when I'm like gone for like a week.
Yeah. Can you imagine having like a beach house or something or someplace you weren't at for like, you know, 5 or 6 months out of the year?
Exactly.
And what condition it would be, because you know somebody's going to break in and steal
your shit. Well, we get a lot of that here in Ohio because we have a lot of people who winter in other places. You know, retirees. Yeah, we have a lot of snowbirds here in Ohio. And people will have their Ohio home and they'll come back. They'll come back in the spring and you know, have a beautiful Ohio summer here. And then go back to like Arizona. It's usually Arizona or Florida for Ohio.
Florida, it's God's waiting room.
Yeah. And actually, I have a patron who comes in to the library all the time, and she has a snowbird house in Arizona. And she was telling me recently she had just come back, and her house in Ohio was a disaster. Ooh. Because the winter had been so hard on the house and nobody was there doing upkeep on the house that like the gutters were falling off and the roof was really bad and the pipes, you know, something with the pipes, and it was just horrible. So I can't imagine having like multiple homes. However, people like Bernie Sanders have staff.
Right.
To go take care of their other house while they're not there.
Yep.
It's not like Bernie Sanders is up fixing the gutters on his house. Well,
apparently it's also a thing where the more wealthy people who have large houses that they don't spend all their time in, they actually cut deals with people to stay in them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like a house sitter, right?
Right. Where it's like, they don't actually, they may not pay them, but they get to stay there for free.
Oh.
Yeah. I had that gig. A friend of my family decided to do the snowbird thing, and he was like, and he lived across the street from the University of Southern Maine. And I'm like,
nice.
I figured it out later. I'm like, oh yeah, no, you were worried that like college kids were going to see that house was the lights weren't turning on every evening, and oh man, that's a cool house to break the door down and have it be party house.
Yep.
And so, yeah, no, had me crashing at his place.
Well, there you
so
go.
Weird. It's funny that you mentioned that coming back from vacation, because I go through like a multi-step process when we like come back from up north. It's like the first thing is when I turn the corner onto my street, the house is still there. It didn't burn down. I didn't leave the crock pot on and burn my house down. Then the next step is when I pull up into the driveway and I remember to shut the garage doors. And then I look and the front door is not kicked in.
Yep.
And then the power's on when I hit the button, the garage door goes up. And then I go down in the basement and make sure that it didn't flood. And then I go to where my gun safe is and it's still there and it's not pried open. And like, oh, I get to that point. It's like, okay, we made it.
The gun safe is the point where you can relax.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know, in between the, you know, 6'8" former MMA champion who guards my house while I'm gone, something could happen. So
yeah, no, but that's why I like having an alarm, because it is set up, and I've actually even put in like a few extra like smoke alarms, because I'm like, I put one like up at the top of the stairs on the third floor, because I'm like, all right, if a fire breaks out, we've got one over by the furnace that's hardwired into the system. And then, but I'm like, yeah, but if there's, you know, not a fire there, what if there's a fire on the second floor?
Aren't you supposed to have one like in every bedroom?
I've got non ones that aren't wired up to the alarm.
Guess what, Weird? If you have a fire on one floor, it'll go to all of them.
That's right.
It will. I hate
to be the bearer of bad news, but
I'm well aware. I'm well aware. But I'm just saying
they don't stop at the floor and go. And if you're not there,
they're not going to get to it in time.
Yeah,
it's going to burn.
Well, that's true. But I'll know.
You'll know.
My house will call me. If my house hasn't called me, I know that it isn't on fire.
Mr. Weird, your house is burning down.
Dad, I'm on fire. It hurts so bad.
All of your shit is melting.
I recently ordered an alarm system for my house.
I have guard cats.
Is it just a giant trebuchet?
No.
With a spike on it?
No, it's a real monitored alarm, all that kind of stuff.
Did you get one of those new modular ones?
Yes.
Those are pretty cool.
Yes.
But, and let me guess, it's controlled by your iPhone.
It can be.
Oh,
actually, does it have a cell for it? Is it how does it phone home?
It has a cell phone. It has a
it has a
GSM cell thing in it.
Because that's actually pretty cool. Because mine's hardwired off. So I mean,
yeah, you gotta have a
honestly speaking, line. Yeah, no, unless it's like the ultimate burglars, in which case, guess what? They're gonna get in,
right?
Yeah. If it's Lorenzo from Dead Six, I'm fucked.
Yeah. if it's the NSA or some official. Interest. But you're screwed. If it's just
if it's official interest, who fucking cares? Right. They can put the block on all that. They can. Right. I mean, that's if they're officials, then they can override everything. Right. I'm talking about
if it's Pookie and some dude, then they'll just move down the street. Hopefully.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
That was my goal.
What I was trying to say is like they could technically go and cut my phone line. And go through. But if it's Pookie and some dude, they're going to cut the power line and electrocute themselves. Yeah. And I'm just gonna have to deal with the smell of barbecued Pookie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, then you come home from that, you're like, oh shit.
I actually got the alarm because I was more worried about my cats. Because when my apartment got broken into, they just kicked the door in and then they just left it open. And I've kind of been worried about that. I'm like, well, shit, if somebody breaks in and then, the cats are there, they'll run out and, who knows what'll happen. So,
the cats are going to go turn on the crock pot.
So, yeah. So
they're going to start making
burn the house down. What cats do.
Do your cats have chips?
Do they have what?
Doritos.
Microchips.
Oh, yes, they do.
They do. Okay.
Yep. Do your cats have salsa?
Alan's cats salsa. Have Jack.
Yes. They keep my cats are chipped.
Where are the chips?
They put them in the middle of their back, but or like between their shoulders in their back.
Because that was evidently one of the first things that they started doing is they started putting them in the ears, and just went no. They just cut the ears off.
Yeah.
Aww.
Rip
the low jack right out of your cat.
That's right.
They put the transponder in a 1978 Pinto wagon.
It's like that scene from. What was that Joe Pesci movie where he was the slumlord?
The Super.
The Super. Yeah, where he comes
the
down
frame
in
his Corvette.
His Corvette's been just stripped down to the frame, and he kicks it in frustration, and the alarm goes off.
Yeah, nice.
You'd think they would have stolen the alarm. Especially
some of those alarms are expensive.
Well, this was back in the 90s. That was back when alarms were expensive.
Yep. So we did have a few topics.
Yeah, I brought up the Bernie Sanders' new house. It came up recently, and I could not let that pass because of all of the Bernie bots.
Right.
Just, ooh, he's going to do this. He's so dreamy. No, he's a slimy politician.
Well, here's the interesting thing is like everyone's all getting their panties in a bunch from like Donald Trump saying maybe the Second Amendment people could figure something out, which was just a fucking throwaway joke. It was actually kind of funny. And unlike when Democrats make jokes, it got a laugh. But. I mean, I'm really concerned for Bernie's safety. I think these people might actually kill him. I mean, talk about like fucking them over.
Yeah. I mean, people were like all over Twitter when he was running. People were all over Twitter like, oh, I spent my last money and I'm skipping paying my rent this month. And I, you know, I just to donate to Bernie Sanders and they're, you know, and sorry.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, the people that you believe in have feet of clay, but he's a politician. Sorry. You know, people like, how can you support Trump? I'm like, well, I don't support Trump. I oppose Hillary. There's a difference. But I know he's a slimy piece of shit. He's a politician.
Sure.
That's different. I'm not claiming he's anything other than a slimy piece of shit. He's not Hillary Clinton.
He is not Hillary Clinton. And unlike Hillary Clinton, the media hates him, which
exactly
is absolutely, that's something you constantly say. And I always think about it every time one of these completely fucking half-assed, complete bullshit, you know, things come up on like, oh, Donald Trump said this and he's doing this. And like one of those, like, or I didn't even look up this story. What the fuck's this story about this crying baby?
It's false.
Yeah, it's completely and utterly false. It's just the media created it because they hate Trump, which again, that's a reason to vote for him.
I mean, that's why I didn't even look it up, because I'm like, this doesn't even sound like an actual story.
Yep.
And yeah, but at least
excused herself. She got up and excused herself because her baby woke up and started crying. Mm-hmm. And you know, Trump was like, you know, he said something along the lines of, you know, she must think I like crying babies or something. It was just, again, a throwaway joke.
Yeah.
Anybody else would have been like, you know, okay, whatever, next. But because it's Donald Trump, it's, he threw a woman with a baby out. Nah. Yeah, I mean, again, the media performed more acts of journalism in dissecting Melania Trump's speech than they have the past 8 years of Obama.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, we knew within hours that, oh my goodness, parts of her speech looked like parts of Michelle's speech. You mean the empty nothing pablum that she spoke is somewhat similar to the empty pablum Michelle spoke?
Yeah, and then every other politician says.
Exactly. But, you know, this was, they had side-by-side analyses, and they devoted people to looking at this. I'm cleaning spittle off my monitor right now, by the way.
Well, I mean, it was kind of verbatim, right? You
know, we knew George Bush's grades in high school and college. We're not sure exactly where Barack Obama went.
Nope.
You know,
yeah.
We knew that Mitt Romney had cut someone's hair, but Hillary Clinton may have life-threatening diseases. Anyway, what did Donald Trump say?
Oh, hell, there was even like talk of like prep school antics with Jeb Bush, of all people.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on that. How they're all saying, oh, well, any of the other candidates would have been better. No, they wouldn't. Any of the other GOP candidates would have been Hitler, just like Trump. Hitler, just like Mitt Romney. Yep. They would have been Hitler, just like John McCain.
John McCain is the best example. Democrats fucking love John McCain.
Yep, right up until he got the nomination.
He hates Republicans just as much as every other Democrat does. He hates freedom. He's all about bigger government. He's just a jackbooted dickhead. And they absolutely were fucking tongue in his asshole the entire primary season until all of a sudden the convention, and then all of a sudden,
boom.
Yeah, yep. he was some super ultra conservative jackbooted guy that's going to die. It's gonna be left up to Sarah Palin because he's gonna die in office. Oh, by the way, he's still fucking alive. And also, nobody's talking about fucking the fact that Hillary's constantly having coughing fits and needing help up the stairs. She
can't walk up a flight of stairs
and apparently can't stand for any length of time without somebody holding her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know,
did you specifically, Bree, did you see that video I sent? It was just recently, but
which
I sent it like
when he shot in his bathroom and different one.
Yes.
Well, let's be specific for our readers.
It was the Bill Whittle.
I didn't get a chance to watch that.
Yeah. It's very much, it's a little bit more in depth because they spent like the entire video just talking about the one issue, just about the either wait, is.
Wait, you mean Whittle's copying us again?
Yes.
Oh.
Damn that Whittle.
I would love just, if Whittle was copying us, that would mean that Bill Whittle's aware of us.
Alan met him. Maybe he is.
I have met him before.
Right. Oh yeah, where'd you meet him?
At some guy's house.
Some dude's
in
house.
In Dallas.
Alan was breaking in. Unauthorized entrance.
Yeah, that'd actually be interesting on the like
it was actually back before he did all the pajama media stuff and everything. I mean, this was back in
the eject days?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Before his book and everything.
Yep. But it would be interesting. It would be one of those like, oh, when I found out like Hickok 45 was a fan, I'm like, what? That ain't right.
Hickok 45 is about 18 feet tall, by the way. And so are his sons. They are a race of giants.
Wait, he's a fan of you, Weird? Or
yeah, he listens to Handgun Radio.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he doesn't listen to us.
No, I don't think so. He's aware of us because I plug every podcast that I'm on every other podcast that I'm on.
Awesome.
So he's aware, but yeah, no, he is gigantic. No, he was saying something. I can't remember if it was before the show or after, but he was talking about when John was little. I'm like, was John little? What? The fact that he was born
at 5'5"?
He's
extremely nice. We'll say that.
Oh, super nice.
He's like insanely nice. But then again, when you're 8 feet tall and, you know, can hit a 6-inch plate at 300 yards with a handgun, you can be really nice.
With a J-frame.
Well, you know, I mean, come on. The guy's got like his own shooting range off his back porch. I mean,
that is awfully nice.
Some of us just have to make do with a shooting range in the basement at work.
Shut up, Jay.
Hey Jay, have we talked about how nobody likes you again? And Jay, it is because you're black. White power, am I right, Alan?
That's right.
Take your privilege.
Donald Trump forever.
this is gonna show up on the media tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, Trump finally gonna get mainstream.
Well, I just live for the day that Media Matters notices us and gives us all the kinds of free publicity.
Well, that would be sad because nobody reads fucking Media Matters.
we'd triple our listenership and they'd all hate us. Oh man.
But yeah,
you know, I want to talk about Hillary a little bit.
Okay. The whole Bill Whittle thing was talking about the fact overall was saying the same thing we were saying, just about just the weird thing that things that she's been doing that really does look like she's really like struggling. She's the if my mom was suddenly starting to do the things that Hillary is doing,
yes.
would be talking to her and maybe even saying, "Hey, mom, when's your next physical? I'm going to tell you.
Hey, mom, maybe you need a break.
The car keys, mom."
Yeah,
exactly. Well
the thing that really disturbed me was that recently Hillary was giving a speech, and so she's standing up giving her speech and her pre-programmed speech, and apparently somebody in the audience held up a sign, and something from what I've read it's something to do with animal rights or animal cruelty, or I mean it was like not even really a huge issue for Hillary, right? But in the crowd, somebody holds up this sign and Hillary freezes like a deer in headlights. Like literally, I should post the video somewhere.
It was unscripted.
Yes. Except
that's not supposed to happen.
It seemed more than that.
Yeah, it's because, like she like locked up completely.
She locked up.
Donald Trump is her husband.
Well,
in an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
my opponent. And
you would think somebody who has been in the public eye for that period of time would know how to deal with a heckler, with a protester, with unwarranted questions. you know, they'd be able to like blow it off and recover. But she literally froze on stage. And then, this is the interesting part, a large man comes onto the stage with her and he puts his arm around her while she's like in this frozen kind of freaked out state. He puts his arm around her and he's patting her on the shoulder and he says, "You'll be okay. Keep talking." And then what? Yeah, I'll post it on the open Facebook mic. Page or
you
whatever.
Can, you can actually hear him say it.
You can hear him say it. He's patting her, like comforting her on the stage and says, "You'll be okay. Keep talking." And then she repeats the words. She says, "We'll keep talking." The whole thing is very disturbing. And then he gets off the podium after comforting her. And then he goes over to the Secret Service agents who have leapt into action because they're used to covering for her. I don't know. But they have leapt into action. And they this guy, who nobody really knows who he is, if he's a Secret Service agent or if he's maybe a medical doctor or her handler or something, this guy goes over to the Secret Service agents who have come up on stage and tells, kind of shoos them off the stage.
Yeah.
Well, clearly her positronic brain locked up and she needed a reboot.
Actually,
what
the fuck? I'm watching
this right now. And this actually, we were talking last week about that reporter. There was her head popped back and her eyes kind of bugged out.
Right.
And then she started talking about the coffee she was drinking. This actually looks exactly like substitute like Hillary for my wife and the black guy for me. This is absolutely something that has happened in my life where I've like seen, like I've actually said to my wife where she'll be like sitting at the breakfast table and she'll just suddenly start thinking about something, just something will pop into her head and will start occupying her thoughts. And I'll be like, "Hey honey, you there? You what's going, you know," just I'll say something to get her to respond. And she'll look at me and goes, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what are you thinking about?" She was talking about that. I said, "Yeah, you set off my seizure alarm." I absolutely would see a seizure long before anybody would see, like including like her mom. I'd just be like, "Up," and just hop in and do whatever was appropriate for the moment.
Could you smell them?
No. I couldn't, and it wasn't. She definitely wasn't seizure dog territory here. Which is actually a real thing. Some people will develop ticks or behaviors. I don't think it was ever a smell. I've never heard about that.
Do you have ticks?
But it's definitely like ticks and behaviors, tremors.
You just were with her long enough that you recognized.
But I would definitely recognize them, you know, much like the any song that I've listened to, like, you know, 15 or 20 times, I hear the first bar of it and I know which song's coming on.
Sure.
You know, I don't actually need to hear any unique part of the song. I recognize the sound of the needle dropping.
Right. And, well, they're saying that she quite possibly is having these seizures
that are common after
somebody having a stroke.
Yeah, that looks exactly like a seizure in the fact that she's just kind of blank and kind of looking around.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that the dude just jumps up like way faster. Like it's not like she's deer in the headlights for very long. She's deer in the headlights for a couple seconds before he's right on it, which implies that it's not the, what is she thinking for the right word to say? What's going on? No, he's the, shit's on, DEFCON, go, 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 green light.
Yeah, and he's the guy who has been helping her walk upstairs. And
he's patting her on the back and he's saying, just keep talking. And the first thing she says when she comes to, mm-hmm. is just, and she's obviously not fully conscious, is just keep talking. That absolutely looks like a complex partial seizure.
There you have it, folks.
So that's, yeah, again, and all very with the theory that the reason why she was wearing the prismatic lenses was because she had a stroke instead of got a concussion,
right?
Which I think seems a lot more, because I think that the part of the brain that would need to be bruised in a concussion to cause you to essentially have crossed eyes and blurred vision. Essentially, it's just one eye gets out of sync of the other. It seems like it would be much more dramatic than that. But who knows? I mean, and in theory too, I mean, you get a bad enough concussion to cause it so that like you are having serious vision problems for an extended period of time. That could also cause seizures.
Yeah.
Well, more reason yet again that we need to, you know, she needs to divulge her medical records. I mean, this is, you know, this is not, we're not electing the president of the PTA.
No.
This is, you know.
Especially with like the drooling retard non-human she's picked for her VP.
Yeah, no kidding.
As opposed to the drooling retard non-human Trump's picked for his VP. Did they just get their VPs in like central casting?
Well, you know, like, after Obama picked Biden, it kind of, you know, he set the standard, you know.
Yeah, just bland silver-haired white men.
Yeah. Yeah, we need another VP candidate. Roll them up.
At least Joe Biden's rapey.
Now.
You know how like in Hollywood, they'll have, you know, people have commented like, you know, where they have like stars start looking like each other. Like you'll get a little group of certain, you know, in certain years where they all kind of look the same. And the reason for that is because somebody will be, you know, real popular, but they'll be expensive. So the directors will go to casting and they'll go, get me somebody who looks like that, but cheaper. Right. And so that's why you wind up with a whole bunch of people that look like Matt Damon or a whole bunch of people that look like, you know, whoever the fuck. And maybe that's what, you know, that's what they did for VPs. They were like, yeah, I want somebody that looks like Biden.
Gross. But not as rapey as Biden.
Well, now, we don't know.
In Hillary's case, though, it makes sense. I mean, we've seen the trouble she has walking. Obviously, she needs a cane.
Oh,
my God, Jay.
Yes.
All right, that drink in front of you, folks. If there's a bottle in front of you, empty slam that son of a bitch and you throw it out chug. Of the window of a moving car.
Yep. That's it.
Man.
Whew. I've been waiting for that. I've been sitting on that one for like 20 minutes.
Damn. That one gave me chills, Jay. That was that had a systemic reaction.
Oh, the other one I wanted to talk about was the thing down in Florida where the cop shot the librarian.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where apparently they had some kind of citizens on patrol, force on force training.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about this one.
And the guy somehow was carrying a pistol with live ammunition in it and shot the woman, not once. Not twice.
Well, we don't know how many bullets she took, but witnesses say that they heard three shots.
Right.
So he pulled it. They're saying he pulled the trigger three times. Whether or not she got shot three times, I don't know.
Yeah, but damn. I mean, for those of you listening who have never fired a pistol with blanks in it, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yep. So the idea that you could do one shot and then go, holy shit. Oh, I need to shoot twice more.
Mm. Or just the idea of anybody who's, you know, an actual shooter versus the standard, you know, dipshit cop that like, all right, when do I have to qualify with my gun? All right, cool. I'll go and take the dumbest range qualifier ever once a year, once every 6 months. And that's the only time my gun's ever going to get hotter than body temperature is how much like when you're dealing with something that is not a real gun and you are going to be using it like a real gun, how often you are checking and double checking just to make sure this is not an actual fucking gun.
Well, that's the thing. I've done that kind of thing like once or twice, just like, you know, here, I'm going to show you what it's like to be attacked while you're holding the gun, you know? And the first thing they do is make sure that nobody in the room has an actual gun.
Yep. Yep.
That's like rule number one. Nobody in the fucking room has an actual gun. Even people like standing around watching.
Yep.
Has an actual gun.
Yep. You want a sterile room,
right? That's like rule number one. So, you know, this is how this can be anything but gross negligence. I don't see it.
Oh yeah. There's no way around it. He was doing a force on force training. and had an actual live fucking firearm on him.
Right.
Because I assumed it was. The reports did specifically say, because at first I was wondering, was this just some dipshit training officer that like issued them a blank firing gun and like we're doing force on force training so that like, oh yeah, he pulled out his Glock 19 with a blank firing adapter and then ended up like perforating her with muzzle blast.
Nope.
This is actual hard ammo.
Yep.
Bugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the chief, what was it? The chief said something like, I don't see how it could have happened or something. I don't remember his exact words, but
I can see exactly how it happened. I can come up with it.
Yeah.
The chief was present when it happened.
Well, let's see. You know that gun that your officer has issued?
Yeah.
And it's not like this was like his fucking, you know, his backup piece that, oh yeah, no, I forgot to take the revolver out of his ankle holster sort of idea. Like this had to have been his duty gun. Because
you know, I don't know.
If you're doing force on force, you're not going to be going for your backup piece.
Well, he was playing the bad guy, supposedly.
Well, you might though.
The cop was.
If you're simulating a gun grab and you've got your main sidearm locked down, you might be reaching.
I doubt it was that complicated. This was a fairly.
If it was going to be that complicated, yeah. Number one, this guy would have had more training to know better than what the fuck he was doing. Point.
This was a fairly mature woman who, you know, they weren't doing, you know, wrestling for the gun or anything like that.
This was
one of those standard things where it was kind of like the equivalent of a ride along, right? Where you go see what it's like to be a cop, only it's really not.
Well, what happened was that they were doing the simulation kind of exercise and she was actually in the role of the police officer.
Right.
And the cop was playing the bad guy.
Right. It was the no shoot, no shoot thing.
Shoot, no shoot. But yeah. I don't know. The whole thing is just horrible. And on top of this, this police officer, he has a lawsuit pending against him because he allowed his police dog to practically maul a guy to death because the guy had been riding a bicycle around with no lights on at night.
Clearly, he needs to die.
Clearly, he needed to be killed. By a dog. Because of a bicycle. The guy who got mauled by the dog, you know, while the dog is mauling him and ripping flesh off his arm, the cop is screaming at him, stop resisting, stop resisting. Well, the dog is tearing my arm off. What am I supposed to do? Lay here and let the dog do it? And the dog continues to like maul this guy. And when the backup cops arrive and they see how bad this guy is hurt, they called in a medevac. The guy ended up having surgery and 11 days in the hospital. And this guy is still a cop.
Yep.
And apparently the lawyer who, in the case of the dog thing, the lawyer for the guy who got mauled, he has been going on and on after this shooting happened, on and on saying, I have been telling people over and over, this guy should not be a cop anymore. He should not be allowed to have a gun and a badge. He's going to kill somebody. And what do you know?
And sure enough.
He's like, I feel like I'm Chicken Little telling people the sky's falling, you know, but nobody is listening to me.
You had an interesting theory about that.
Well, it's kind of a weird theory. I don't know. But it goes along with the idea that a lot of peeping Toms are bird watchers. And a lot of like.
Wait, are they actual bird watchers or is that their cover story?
That's their cover story.
Yeah.
And a lot of like people who are in jobs dealing with children. I'm not saying a lot, but, you know, happens.
Well, like.
It attracts pedophiles.
Right.
And it's because you have easy prey. And I'm thinking like.
It was the same idea with there's a lot of talk of, I don't know how substantiated it was, but like places like the Boston Archdiocese where there was so much.
Right.
Of that was there's also a lot of alleged, a lot of like rampant homosexuality within it because in that Catholic, and we're talking old guard, you know, homosexual back when it was not like, hey guys, I'm gay. Cool. Nobody gives a shit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Back when it was a big deal.
Yeah. Good for you. But back when, don't you know Beulah's son? He's a queer. Right.
Back when you'd rather be a pedophile than gay.
Exactly. Or back when they would conflate gays with pedophiles. But there was a lot of talk within statements about, like, within these, like, Catholic priests, there was a lot of gays in there because they could go in and they would be celibate, but yet they're hanging out with all the other priests behind behind closed doors. And so it was the best of both worlds.
Well, I'm thinking, like, does law enforcement attract people who think that, well, maybe if I'm a law enforcement, I can get away with killing people? Because they do.
I mean, there's certainly something. I don't know. It's kind of a chicken the egg.
Oh, sure.
Sort of statement. I
just thought about it today, and I'm not maligning, you know, the majority of police officers.
We're all ridiculously pro cop here, except for Jay fucking hates the pigs.
But I just think, like, maybe there's a chance that this personality type might get into law enforcement, thinking that they will be able to kill people and get away with it.
Well, you also got to wonder this whole, like, thin blue line. I mean, again, I'm super duper pro cop, except for when it comes to SWAT teams, no knock raids, and this thin blue line bullshit.
Yes.
It's why every other line of work. I mean, if we found out, like, that there was a children's librarian anywhere in the fucking country that was raping kids, was having story time and was using it as a way to separate the kids with the single moms that weren't particularly involved and raping kids. You, Brita, you would be on that like a motherfucker. You'd be like, oh my God, this person needs to go away, hanging from the nearest lamppost. I'm always going on about, like, bullshit scientists and people that are just completely running dog shit operations, you know, the climate change, you know, system being one of the more prevalent ones I talk about here, is I am absolutely against bad science.
Yeah.
But yet suddenly when cops, like when Officer Harless in Canton, Ohio was threatening to murder people and say, and also at the same time saying every time he would say, oh yeah, my partner's going to look the other way.
Yeah. Not only murder people, but cover it up and conspire to, you know,
And not only did the cops stand behind him and allow this piece of shit to retire and has a retirement badge, he's still carrying a gun around, but also, like, his partner too. Like, what the fuck? Why didn't you immediately turn on him and go, all right, look, man, this guy was maybe going for a hooker. Let's get him the fuck away. And I'm going back and I'm talking to internal affairs.
Yeah.
And you know what? Why don't you sit in the back and give me your gun? Because I'm gonna fucking shoot you if you get anywhere near your gun right now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You just threatened to murder somebody. I'm turning you in. You have motive. I'm already saying that you have motivation to kill me. So you know what? Why don't you lock your gun in the trunk and get in the fucking back of the car? I won't cuff you. and we'll go about this peacefully.
Right.
It's just
that thin blue line thing also allows men who should not be police officers to go from, you know, department to department.
So, hoping but also that, what know, I was trying to get to is this was greatly outlined with the whole events from Serpico. What the fuck was his first name? I just know the Al Pacino movie, but I also am aware of the backstory. But again, the whole thing was, A couple of the upper cops decided to go dirty. And then when a rookie cop would come in, they would get them to start doing violations. And now suddenly they've got blood on their hands, and if suddenly they start getting cold feet about some of the shit that's going on up above them, well, go ahead. Yeah. You'll put us in prison, but you'll also never be a cop again. You might not go to jail, but you're never going to be a fucking cop again because we've got dirt on you. So because of that, it would just corrupt. And then after a while, you've just got it where everyone's fucking dirty And so it's just kind of, oh, this is what being a cop is like. Okay, I guess I didn't realize that, but I guess that's how it is. And so I've got to imagine like a lot of this Thin Blue Line bullshit and stand up for my brothers in blue, no matter what they're fucking doing, mm-hmm. has absolutely brings the not all cops are dirty, but the fucking creepy dickhead that's thinking, you know what, maybe I'll get a chance to pound the living shit out of a black person with an ass baton.
Sure.
We'll suddenly see all the dirt and go, all right, it's game on.
Or maybe they don't even, you know, they don't even think that, but it's just like a gradual process, right? You know, there's a certain, you know, something happens and they got away with it and they're thinking, oh, okay. Yeah. And then something else happens and they got away with it. So it's
you cannot tell me there are not sociopaths on police forces.
Of course there are.
I'm sure they're loaded with them.
I mean, to be fair, there's sociopaths everywhere.
Yes, but
sociopath has a negative connotation.
Sociopaths all the way down.
I mean, sociopath.
But some of us manage to live in society, you know, pretty well.
Most. I mean, I've seen data enough that says that over 10% of the pot. I mean, I'm not even joking, Alan. Maybe you are.
It could be.
It would absolutely not surprise me if any one of you, including myself, had a functional MRI done and they went, oh, yeah, no, you've got the straight up MRI of a sociopath. Because whenever you see the stereotypical sociopath, when you think sociopath, you think violent, criminal, bad person. It's not in a vacuum. They also always came from a bad, neighborhood,
sure.
bad childhood, neglected,
right.
and all that. There have been documented cases of people who are absolutely purebred sociopaths, and they are some of the greatest upstanding people in society. Because guess what? They came from good homes. They were taught right from wrong.
Right.
They just see it differently than the rest of the population. But again, at the same time, you take maybe some of the best, you know, best bred sociopaths wouldn't bite and would just quit the force and move on. But a more borderline sociopath would absolutely turn into a meat eating monster.
Sure. And you know, if you're in a environment where you do have that blue line and you do have like the backup of the police unions
and qualified immunity
and you think, well,
and even I got to wonder how much too is a little bit like blackmail-y too on the, I mean, okay. Yeah. That junkie that you maybe could have subdued that junkie a little easier. Maybe your temper got a little bit flared up and you bruised him up a little bit, but it was a junkie. You had full reason to arrest him and he was probably going down on the sidewalk hard anyway, cause he was resisting, but maybe you roughed him up a little bit. Maybe his eyes swollen shut. Maybe his mugshot. He looks like he's been through through a clothes dryer
and all that. Maybe he has a
concussion. But we'll stand up for you. Don't worry about it, buddy. It did get a little out of control, but don't worry. We got you. We know you were doing the right thing. And I hope you've got our back.
Right.
Sort of idea is,
well, that's how it does work.
Why would you call internal affairs on your partner who threatened to murder somebody or who is just a hair trigger, and just the moment somebody says fuck you piggy in an arrest, suddenly out comes a baton and that person gets turned into a wad of cookie dough. You know, why would you do that when you know that, I mean, as a rule, there are cops. I mean, the police chief in Portland, Maine, that back when I moved out of Portland to Massachusetts, was an absolute piece of shit. He was terrible. His overall rule was he put a lot of foot patrols in Portland during the day when the tourists could see it. And then at nighttime, everyone would go home and you couldn't find a cop in there. And then when a barroom brawl would break out, or someone would get shit faced drunk and, you know, fall and hit their head or all that, he would pull the liquor license from the bar where the person was drunk. And there was just lawlessness at nighttime in the bar district in Portland, because he wouldn't put anyone through. Now, another thing against him was there was a huge number of excessive force complaints against his police. Was he, you know, fostering a more brutal police regime on there? Possible. He was a fucking asshole, you know, so maybe. But at the same time, I don't know. Every, you know, it seems like every police department's got a bunch of like police brutality charges raised against him because, you know, piece of shit hoodlum criminals know that they can just say police brutality. They can resist arrest until someone fucking gives them a black eye and then they can say police brutality.
Right.
Yeah. They can struggle and fight as much as they want. And the moment they get hurt, all of a sudden they get their get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
The other thing to consider is this may be another case where it's happening at exactly the same rate it's always happened. It's just that everybody has their own camera now.
Yeah, we know about
it. Yeah. That's
you know, true. it may actually
be better.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is going to change things for the better. I mean, you know, if I were a cop, I would insist on a body camera. I would pay for my own camera before I would go out without one. I can't imagine not
insisting
on one.
We can talk about whether or not it's getting better. And absolutely, I mean, like the St. Valentine's Day massacre was probably committed by cops. That is the most likely theory that I've read on who committed those murders in the St. Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago. And what was that? What, 1923? I mean, we're not talking recent history here.
Nope.
And so, yeah, absolutely. There's absolutely been dirty police forces. I mean, you've got the whole like Sullivan Act in New York. I mean, he was a politician, but again, the entirety of New York was being controlled by the mob.
Yep.
And probably still is. But at the same time, yes, maybe it's getting better, but I don't fucking care. When you've got dirty cops like this, that the brothers in blue are seeing that they're fucking dirty, seeing they're doing a shit-tastic job and aren't turning on them and going, you know what? No, man. You suck.
Here's the thing that has bothered me about this librarian case. Over and over, people have been, in almost every article I've read, people have been saying, oh, it's such a terrible accident.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, it is not an accident. It is gross negligence. And if I, because I was grossly negligent, ended up shooting somebody to death, I would be in prison right now.
Yep.
Like, without, would be no, like, you know, police inquest and the police union coming in and blah, 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 and all this stuff.
You wouldn't be, I'd be in jail. You wouldn't be, you know, suspended with pay.
There would be no one in articles saying, oh, Brita is so grief-stricken. She's so sorry about this accident.
Yeah.
No, I'd be in prison.
I mean, it goes even deeper than that. There's dozens of cases. I mean, George Zimmerman being the most prevalent one, but dozens of cases where someone clear cut kills someone that they had to kill.
Right.
I mean, absolutely.
Clearly self-defense, and they still get thrown in jail.
And they still get thrown in jail. They still get raked over the coals. They still lose months, if not years, out of their life.
Yep.
You know, from this, and always throughout the whole thing, they've always got to sit there going, well, I mean, yes, I know I'm innocent, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. They're still trying to put me away and put me away forever. That's rough.
Yeah.
And yet that happens all the time, but not to cops. I mean, a little bit with the Freddie Gray case.
I mean, but that was bullshit in the other direction.
Yeah, that's bullshit in the other direction. But that's just the worm kind of started.
That was like you were saying, where they scream police brutality when it really ain't the cop's fault. I mean,
yeah.
So, I mean, come on, you're telling me that's
fan. I'm sorry. No, it's we've been having storms.
Ah.
And there's some sort of truck going around. I'm not sure what it is.
Oh, is that the mosquito spraying truck?
The storm truck.
think so.
Sounds like a mosquito spray.
It might Breeders be.
Got DDT, no Zika for you.
No Zika for
well,
me.
I was just going to say about the Freddie Gray thing, you know, that they brought charges against all those cops and not a single one of them, you know, they, first off, I think they all requested a judicial trial instead of a jury trial because they knew a jury would hang them
right
in Baltimore.
So, oh, yeah.
And the judge tossed everything out. Judge was like, this is bullshit. Toss.
Well, and I think that's what bothers me the most about the whole Black Lives Matter and the media blow up. They pick these cases that are bullshit.
Right.
Michael Brown. There are still people that think he was all hands up, don't shoot.
Right.
You know, and I mean, go back to Trayvon Martin. Same deal.
Right.
You pick these horrible cases. I mean, Trayvon Martin's not police, but still.
It was the same kind of thing.
Not to be.
But no, but it is absolutely the same thing. It was absolutely like, I mean, it's like the worst for the whole Black Lives Matter.
It boggles my mind. It's
sort of ideas. They were saying white dude kills, you know, kills unarmed black teen sort of idea. And now it turns out, well, first up, turns out that George Zimmerman's not white by the, you know, Democrat racist tar brush idea.
Tar racist.
You know, that you know, according to that of the, yeah, somebody slept with a black person long enough back. Congratulations. You get to drink from a different water fountain. We're Democrats. We're here to help. George Zimmerman absolutely was drinking from the colored water fountain. And, you know, Trayvon Martin, was a little fucking thug monster. And but they held on to that. And just all sorts of fabricated evidence of the, oh no, George Zimmerman's just fine. It was all fabricated. He was going through. I mean, they even had the prosecution star witness stated that Trayvon Martin was racist. Was the, oh yeah, this creepy ass, his, her word, creepy whether or not cracker. It was true or not, this creepy ass cracker is following me. So what you're saying is that we are claiming he attacked George Zimmerman and George Zimmerman got all fucked up in that fight. That before George Zimmerman, he certainly didn't do it to himself. Before George Zimmerman got all fucked up on that, you uttered a racial slur.
Yep.
It doesn't go both ways.
Mark Furman is going, what the fuck? Is he still alive?
I don't know.
You know, but even that case, going all the way back to Rodney King, even all the way back, how bad they wanted to make this a thing, they show you like the last 15 seconds of that whole thing. And you know, I'll be the first to say, when he was down and not moving, they should not have been kicking him. Absolutely. But they don't show you the whole video where you see one guy actively resisting four cops for several minutes.
Was he on PCP or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was on something. I don't know if it was PCP, but he was definitely on something.
He was found dead in his pool at what, age 55?
He was actively fighting four cops for several minutes. And
that's, yeah.
The media trimmed that down to the last few seconds where he is on the ground not moving. And again, wrong. They absolutely should have stopped, and they should have been disciplined for that. They did not deserve the absolute clown show that followed.
Nope.
I mean, the riots and the
yeah, and just, you know, getting railroaded on federal charges. You know,
the media caused that.
It was not racial. It was, there's a guy fighting us, and we expended a lot of adrenaline getting him subdued, and we were not able to turn it off. That's a training, you know, you suspend him, send him for training, whatever. It was not a racial thing. Again, his black passenger got up, put his hands on his head, and was arrested without a mark. If they were true racist out looking to crack black skulls, he would have gotten a beating too.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Let's call it 2-for-1 deal.
You know, and the thing is, I'm sure there are numerous cases out there where there are black guys just getting hassled and beat up and killed just because they're black. They're sure. out there. But the media is so goddamn lazy, they're not looking for it. They're just picking the, we were handed Michael Brown. Oh, well, there we go. This poor unarmed black teen brutally murdered by a racist cop. We have an eyewitness who said he shot him in the back of the head while he was had his hands up pleading for his life. Except that, when it went to jury and they said, yeah, you're under oath and you can go to jail if you're lying, they said, I wasn't actually there. No, I didn't see it. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
They lied because the media was giving them a soapbox. And there was something in it for them.
You know what?
What?
We're like 19 minutes too long.
Way over.
Oh, okay.
Good show, though.
Yeah, great show. I think it'll make up for our missing next week's show.
That's right. You know what? This is a show and a half.
So maybe we do a little more today and maybe a little more in 2 weeks and that'll make up.
Is it next week that?
Yes.
Yes. Next week.
Next week's the 25th.
So if you go looking
for
us.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, no, it's not. It's
next week's the 18th.
Next week is the 18th.
All right. My mistake.
It's the 25th. It means my kids are almost
okay, wait. So next week I'm available, but nobody else is?
I am.
Oh. Okay.
Wow. Oh.
And the week after that.
I'm feeling the burn.
The week after that on the 25th, Jay will be available, but I will be gone.
Right. Something like that.
Well, we'll figure it out.
So there might be a show next week.
Maybe.
There might not.
Maybe we can find a co-host.
Let's plan on it.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, have a good night.
All right. Night, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, maybe.
We won't. If not, they'll be reruns.
Okay. Right. Good night, guys.
Bye, Internet.
Bye.